This morning, Barack Obama was sworn in as the 44th president of the United States.
Today, I say to you that the challenges we face are real. They are serious and they are many. They will not be met easily or in a short span of time. But know this, America, they will be met.
A small group of community members gathered at the Senior Center to watch the historic event and reflect on the history of the country. Laura Leisure recalls her childhood, when race relations were much different and African Americans were denied basic rights.
When you were a kid, would you have ever thought this would happen?
Absolutely not. No. I wouldn't have never. No. Never, like I said, they weren't even allowed to drink out of a water fountain in the South.
She remembers watching the race riots of Little Rock, Arkansas on her TV in Washington.
I was watching that and my mom and I were absolutely scandalized because these white teenage boys was chasing this little black boy that was only, about 10, chasing him down the street, and then the kid fell and they were kicking him. And my mom and I were just, oh, and this is being filmed, you know.
She says her father's reaction was different. He didn't see any problems with it. Leisha says her late father was a bigot, but even he would have accepted Obama as his president. She and Char Giswold hope the ignorance of the past is finally melting away. Giswold says that when the civil rights movement was starting in other parts of the country, people in Unalaska were just surprised to see any African Americans. She recalls when her aunt was helping her young cousin get her coat on at their old restaurant and a black army officer walked in.
And her head whipped around and looked at him and her mouth just gaped. My aunt would turn her head around and it would whip back around.
Because he was black?
Because he was black. And Gertie kept saying, Sharon.
The girl was too young to know not to stare. She wasn't malicious, just curious. Watching the inauguration brought back other memories as well. Giswold had the opportunity to meet two different presidents in very unusual ways. The first was John F. Kennedy Jr. when he visited Seattle for the World's Fair. She and her friends saw him pass in the motorcade twice. The first time, she just admired his beautiful hair. The second time, when they were sitting in a burger joint, he talked to them.
He looks up and he says, how's the French fries? And we all go, they're great. We all throw him all these French fries.
Showering with
her encounter with Lyndon B. Johnson was just as unorthodox. She was dressed in a bright turquoise raincoat, and the presidential motorcade stopped directly in front of her, twice. But being short, she was never close enough to shake the president's hand.
So I went around the back of the car, and I climbed up on the back of the car, and I banged on his back. And he turned around and two Secret Service guys on each side of him. He turns around and he looks at me and says, well, hello, young lady. And do you think I say anything smart? No, I just squeal.
The women laughed at the memories and clapped with appreciation as they listened to Barack Obama's first words as a president of the United States. He ushered in an era that was unheard of 50 years ago today. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.